Thanks for being brave and coming out, everyone.
You're brave enough for that. You're brave enough for us.
When you're talking, talk up.
We are going to stand.
Yeah, okay. The first song that we're going to do is called Three Little Babes. It's an Appalachian reception of an older, even older Scottish tune. What was I going to say about it?
Grammarly.
Right, so there's a couple things that you... I always say that it's sort of a song about a witch and her three zombie children. But to sort of understand that and what's going on in the song, there's probably a couple things that I just need to explain. And the first one is that grammarly is not an archaic word for grammar. It's an archaic word for, like, spellcraft. Like, a grimoire is a book of spells, right? I don't know. Any, like, D&D nerds here? I mean, actually, I know there's one. my brother. And then the other one is that there's sort of a kind of fairy tale logic at work in this story that, you know, the original people would have understood. And that said, if you, like, magically are transported to some realm that you don't really belong in, that's fine. You're probably going to be okay. Just don't eat and drink and sleep there. Otherwise, you're probably going to be stuck there. Yeah.
Don't get stuck.
Don't get stuck, yeah. There was a knight and a lady bright, and three little babes had she. She sent them away to a far country for to learn their grammarly. They hadn't been gone but a very short while, about 3 months and a day, when the Lord spread over this whole wide world and taken those babes away.
I wish the wind would never cease, no trouble in the flood, till my three little babes come home to me in earthly flesh and blood.
T'was on a cold, cold Christmas day, when everything was still, she saw her three little babes come running, down the hill. She set them a table with bread and wine that they might drink and eat. She spread them a bed with a winding sheet that they might sleep so deep.
Take it off, take it off, cried the eldest one. Take it off, take it off, cried she. I shan't stay here in this wicked world when there's a better one for me.
Cold clods, cold clay, down at my feet. Green grass, it grows o'er my head. The tears my dear mother shed for me would wet my winding sheet.
So cool.
So the next song that we're going to do comes from France, though it only actually survived in Quebec. I don't know. It's a lot of explaining lyrics already. We can talk about it after. It's sort of a very oblique story. A gal is sent out into the fields to do some harvesting or picking, but she doesn't harvest. She just kind of wanders around and listens to the song of the nightingale and looks for nests, and she finds the nest of a lark and steps on its wing and breaks the wing. And
so angry.
Yeah, and the bird is angry at her and talks to her. And says, "Get out of here, maiden." And she says, "I'm not a maiden." That's the name of the song. It's got a chorus that I hope you'll pick up and you can sing along on. The second line of the verse is always a repetition of the first line. So you can hopefully pick up that. Like, Chrissy will always sing that second line. Whenever Chrissy's singing, you should be able to sing too, if you're paying attention. And it's folk music, so it doesn't have to be perfect, so you should, you know,
just
go for it, and have compassion on your neighbor beside you who's feeling very nervous and shy, and so you should sing nice and loud so that they can join in as well and not feel really shy. Silver Dagger, which is, I don't know, is there English origins? Does anyone know? It's definitely an American traditional ballad. It has many different versions. The one that's like sung from a male perspective is way more melodramatic and bloody, and a lot more like Romeo and Juliet.
Well, it's totally awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Men, so melodramatic. Of course the gal's gonna kill herself over you. Another song from Appalachia, and actually like the first one I think kind of came from the singing of Texas Gladden, who of course with a name like that is from North Carolina. and it's
and Everyone Will Marry, which is sort of like a two-song theme almost.
What's going on here, Tim?
It's purely musical features that have made us order these songs. Right? What's the opening line?
One day, as I ran.
One day as I rambled down by the seashore, wind it did whistle and the waters did roar. I spied a fair damsel, make a pitiful cry. It sounded so lonesome in the waters nearby. Now this next song is kind of a, I figured it can't all be morbidly depressing all the time. Believe it or not. So this is a song called Sally Gardens, which I think like Keats, the poet, actually wrote the lyrics to. He sort of was out wandering Dublin, the story goes, and heard some washerwoman singing a song that he really liked. And he went home and wrote like his best recollection slash poetic license or reconstruction. And I've never heard where the tune comes from. I don't know if it was like already existing. Maybe he was secretly a songwriter too. I don't know if anyone else knows. Sally Gardens?
I think it was her tune, she was singing. Yeah.
Which is like Maids of the Merbourne or something. I haven't ever heard it. Anyways.
It's got deep roots.
It's a great, like usually traditional folk songs are great how-to lessons in what not to do when you're in love. Like don't kill your lover. Don't commit suicide over them. This one like actually gives you some good advice. And it's neither of those things. So yeah. right, yeah, okay. Said that yet. We're Witchwood, we're the world's first blackgrass band.
This is a historic event.
Yeah, you're at the first full concert by the world's world's first black grass band. You can look back on this day.
Fun.
Yeah, you know, 10 years from now when like there's like a Wikipedia entry for the microgenre of black grass, you can be like, I was there.
I mean, like, new grass
everyone
made it.
Everyone take a selfie.
Yeah. We'll take, yeah, you will charge $10 for photos afterwards. I mean, new grass made it into Wikipedia, so I feel like like, the bar is low. It's a really dumb name. New grass. Sorry.
Grim, okay.
Well, I said this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
This is, I'm sorry, can I?
Yeah, please.
So this is Cruel Mother. Which, I mean, it's just a old, messed up English ballad. I don't know if I need to interrupt
you. Is there a chorus in this version? We play this in the wall, right? All alone? One line?
No. Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Absolutely. Yeah, the second and fourth line all repeat. So you'll hear, yeah, the first one is all alone and alone-io.
Yeah,
and
right.
The second one is
down by the
Greenwood Society, and we're going to sing it until you're sick of it. So,
yeah,
like,
well
you might as well sing along with us. Help us get through the song faster or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
But just with lots of enjoyment.
Yeah.
Long is good.
Good.
There was a lady who lived in York. She proved a child by her own father's clerk. Down by the greenwood side, she set her back against an oak.
All alone and alone,
first it bowed and then
down by the greenwood side, she set her back unto a thorn. All alone and alone, and there she had her baby born. Down by the greenwood side.
She took
Oh, mother, dear mother, I once was thine. All alone and alone-io, and you neither dressed me coarse nor fine. Down by the greenwood side, io.
This is a song called Dreadful Wind and Rain, which is also sometimes goes by Two Sisters.
Nope.
There's pretty much versions of it in every English-speaking British Isles-derived culture. This song and the first song that we did, we wanted to do sort of solo unaccompanied because that is the most traditional way of singing it. It was like an innovation to come along and take this like foreign Spanish guitar and the African banjo and sort of start putting ballads to it. We like trade vocals and do harmonies, which isn't super traditional, but I like got over it, so you can too.
Dreadful
Wind and Rain.
And there's a chorus line on this.
And there is a chorus, yeah.
Sing on us,
yeah. So please sing. Yeah. You guys really sounded amazing on it. Like, we're gonna have to, if we ever record Cruel Mother, we'll have to get you all to come and sing those spooky, spooky lines with us. Yeah.
There we go.
There were two sisters of County Clare. Oh, the wind and the rain.
One was dark and the other was fair.
Oh, the dream.
dreadful wind and rain. They both had a love of the miller's son. Oh, the wind and the rain. But he was fond of the fairer one. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain.
So she pushed her into the river to drown.
Oh, the wind and the rain.
Watched her as she floated down.
Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. She floated till she came to the miller's pond. Oh, the wind and the rain. Dead on the water like a golden swan. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain.
And she came to rest by the river's side.
Oh, the wind and the rain.
And her bones were washed by the rolling tide.
Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. Along the road came a fiddler fair. Oh, the wind and the rain. And yeah. Found her bones just a lying there. Cried, oh, the dreadful wind and rain.
And he made a fiddle peg of a long finger bone.
Oh, the wind and the rain.
His strongest fiddle bow with a long yellow hair.
Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. And he made a fiddle fiddle out of her breastbone. Oh, the wind and the rain.
He made a fiddle fiddle of her breastbone.
Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. But the only tune that the fiddle would play was, oh, the wind and the rain. The only tune that the fiddle would play was, oh, the dreadful wind and rain.
This is Red River Valley, which has sort of made it into the American country repertoire, and they all think it's talking about someplace in Texas, but it is talking about the Red River Valley in Manitoba. And? Well, maybe you should explain it.
So it's a Métis woman is sort of lamenting the loss of her soldier husband, and or not husband, love. It was like a love affair, and he's a soldier, so he has to return. And so there's a whole race element that is often ignored.
Yeah, he would have been like soldiers that came and put down the Métis Rebellion. So maybe like wishful thinking, because I don't think like Métis people particularly sang this song, but yeah, Canadians like to think that maybe people would fall in love with their conquerors and stuff. People do fall in love with their conquerors. It has been known to happen in war. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, you start the window.
Thank you. so true. It's a long time, you know, I've been waiting for the words that you never did say. But alas, all my fond hopes have vanished, for they say you are going away. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu, but remember the Red River Valley and the one who has loved you so true. As you go to your home by the ocean, may you never forget those sweet hours that we spent in the Red River Valley and the love we exchanged midst its bowers. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu, but remember the Red River Valley and the one who has loved you so.
Questions of the song? Comments while I get set up with this drum.
Jokes? Does anyone just want to take the floor and tell a joke? We're all participants here.
Who was the original?
That song?
Yeah.
I mean, no one really knows. It was just sort of like it's like a lot of these songs that people just sort of passed it on anonymously, wrote it anonymously. Collectively, in some ways, yeah.
It goes back to quite a ways back, out, like they're saying, the 1870s or something like that, in Manitoba, and the American version. Sometimes you'll see in books that it's a music hall version or something like that, but it was around much earlier in Canada. So, you know, who knows? Maybe it made its way up from the States and back again. We don't really know that stuff.
This is an old American traditional tune too, and I've heard sort of like Woody Guthrie does it, Ella Jenkins, and some folks from sort of African American background do it as well. Sometimes with different like verses and stuff.
Pardon? Do we have a space, like a
refrain
or something?
Yeah, there's totally a chorus that you should sing, and it's you'll pick it up.
Pretty
you get to be the villain with me. Great. And here is the chorus.
Oh, loading me, and it's so loading my
epic English ballad from pretty old, Matty Groves.
Mm-hmm. Matty Groves. What we're doing.
See if I can like keep on the right foot this time.
The treat of the guardian.
No, no, I can't. Okay, good. First one of the year, Lord Arlen's wife came into the church, the gospel for to hear. And when the service it was done, she cast her eyes about, and there she saw little Matty Groves walking in the park. Yes, there she saw little Matty Groves walking in the park.
With me, little Matty Groves, come home with me tonight. Home with me, little Matty Groves, and sleep with me till light.
Oh, I can't come home, I won't come home and sleep with you tonight. For by the rings on your fingers, you are my master's wife. Yes, by the rings on your fingers, you are my master's wife.
Tis true I am Lord Arlen's wife, Lord Arlen's not at home. He is out to the far cornfields bringing the yearlings home.
So Matty Groves, he laid down and took a little sleep. When he awoke, Lord Arlen was standing at his feet. Yes, when he awoke, Lord Arlen was standing. Sheets, and how do you like my lady fair who has me go to sleep?
Oh, well, I like your feather bed, and well, I like your sheets. The best I like your lady fair who lies my arms asleep.
Yes, best I like your lady fair.
I'd rather kiss dead mouth. somebody's lips than you and your finery.
I'd rather kiss dead Maddie's lips than you and your finery.
Set list and like listed songs that we might cut if we were running out of time, but we don't have to do it. We have two more songs left. This is it's a song from the American Civil War, and I can't I can't find any morbid or like creepy political messages in it. in fact, it appears it's Lakes of Pontchartrain. Maybe other people can.
If you find it, please tell us.
I think it's mostly just like a tale of sort of, at least, I don't know, romance, but at least infatuation from two people between two different races, which would be a pretty strong statement, I think, during the American Civil War
politics.
In the South. Yeah, but it's not a creepy one. It's, sorry to disappoint. It was on one fine March morning, I'd been New Orleans, that's you, and took the train to Jackson Town, my fortune.
Try to paint her.
Esther, would she marry me? And she said that never could be. For she had got a lover, and he was far at sea. She said that she would wait for him, and true she would remain till he returned to his Creole girl on the lakes of Pontchartrain. So fare thee well, my Creole girl, I never may see you no more, but I'll ne'er forget your kindness on that cottage by the shore. At every social gathering, a golden glass I'll drain. It'll drink the health of the Creole on the lakes. Somewhere around here, I think in the back, there's an email list. If you, is there one for the Law Drive Cafe too?
Well, we haven't got it. Wait, have you got an email list? Or?
No, if anyone wants to get on the Law Drive Cafe email, just come see me or Maura after the
We show. Usually circulate a list, but we forgot this time.
But don't forget to continue what you're saying.
List. We have a list. You could also, there's even space to fill in comments, and you could say, hey, I really want to be on the Log Drive. You know, murder ballad suggestions, that sort of thing.
Yes, a song you needed. Here.
On some level, we're like, we want to play more shows. So if you have ideas about that, you know, you've always dreamed of having a house concert of morbid folk songs.
I'm sure
your
someone's
house, that, like, we could probably help with that. We could probably, like, mostly play not morbid songs, too. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Just the sweet ones.
Do you want to introduce a song?
Oh, Frankie and Johnny. Frankie is probably one of the toughest women in music history, I like to think, anyway. And you'll hear why.
And you have, like, an interesting theory about what her profession is.
Oh, yeah. So I think that Johnny's a pimp. So I'll see if you agree by the end of it. She's just so tough.
Wondering. I shouldn't give away. It won't give away anything. For those that don't know it,
it's a surprise ending.
sorry, you start.
Oh, yeah. Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. Oh, Lordy, how they could love. They swore to be true to each other, just as true as the stars above. He was her man. He wouldn't do her wrong. Frankie and Johnny went walking, Johnny in his brand new suit. Oh, good Lord, says Frankie, don't my Johnny look real cute? He is my man, he wouldn't do me wrong. Frankie was a good woman, Johnny's such a good man. Every last time that she straight into Johnny's hand. He was her man. He wouldn't do her wrong. Frankie went down to the corner just for a bucket of beer. She said to the fat bartender, "How's my love?" My man.
Frankie looked over the transom and saw to her great surprise. There on the cut said Johnny, loving a ballast blind. He was her man, but he done her wrong. Frankie drew back her kimono, took out her 44. Rooted it to 2-3 times, she shot right through that hardwood floor. She shot her.
Richardson and Shane Bryan.
And tread carefully, and if a few of you can help us carry out chairs and tables, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah.